Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 11. We're going to finish out this chapter. We're going to begin in verse number 27 and read down to verse number 34. Again, Paul is kind of concluding his remarks about the Lord's Supper when he writes, before he gets into another subject matter that we'll get into next week about the diversity of gifts. But verse number 27, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another." Now, let me just put this comment. So when you come to eat, he's not talking about dinner on the ground here. He's talking about the Lord's Supper. So when you come together, that's the context of it. So when you come together to eat of the Lord's Supper, tarry one for another. Then he talks about dinner on the ground. "And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. That ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come." By the way, this is in my notes. That last part of that chapter, when it says, "and the rest will I set in order when I come," that's an interesting statement. In other words, there were other problems concerning the Lord's Supper. He said, the rest of it, he said, I'll straighten it out when I get the... Wouldn't you like to be... It is raining, don't let that bother. Thank the Lord for the rain. By the way, wouldn't you like to have been there? Maybe you would. I'd like to know what the rest was. What other problems? Boy, didn't the church at Corinth have a lot of problems. They had, you know, there were fightings among themselves. And remember, a man was with his stepmom. All these things, that observing the Lord's Supper wrong, we'll find out that the gifts that they had, they were misusing them for their own self. And then just, and the rest when I come. If one day we'll be in heaven, a lot of questions I have for Jesus. So, you know, we're going to be learning and learning. And I'm going to ask Paul one day when we're just kind of sitting by the river and enjoying heaven, "Paul, what was the rest that you had to talk to them when you come?" We got millions of years to talk. And these things is, you may not think these things, but I'm crazy in my mind. But he made that statement, "The rest I'll take care of when I come." What's the rest? I don't know. But anyway, let's get back to verse number 27. That word "wherefore" actually is a concluding remark. Based upon what he had just previously said concerning the Lord's Supper, he's bringing that thought to conclusion so that now your mind geared toward this thing about the Lord's Supper, and he's moving toward a conclusion of the subject of the Lord's Supper. Because in chapter number 12, he's going to begin another subject. Matter of fact, look in chapter 12, verse number 1, real quick. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren." Remember the beginning of study of 1 Corinthians, there are 6 or 7 questions that the church at Corinth asked Paul. We find them. He says, "Now concerning those things which he wrote unto me, now concerning unto the things about the food and the idols, now concerning about the marriage." Remember all those things. And next week, we're going to look about this thing about spiritual gifts. So he's concluding that thought about the Lord's Supper, and that's why he used that word there, "wherefore." It's there for a reason. "Whosoever eats this bread and drinks this cup..." Now, here's the word. He's talking about the Lord's Supper now. The word here is "unworthily." I mention this every time we observe the Lord's Supper. It's not the word "unworthy." A big difference between "unworthy" and "unworthily." None of us, and I repeat, none of us are worthy. None of us are worthy of salvation. None of us are worthy of God's goodness in our lives. And surely none of us are worthy to observe the Lord's Supper. The word is not "unworthy." The word is "unworthily." The word is unworthily means the manner in which we partake of the Lord's Supper. The word does not describe the condition of the individual. In other words, we're not worthy. It doesn't describe our condition, but refers to the action that's done improperly. Did you get that? Unworthily. In other words, when we observe the Lord's Supper, if we do it irreverently, without that proper mindset, well, we're going to find out that judgment will come upon us. Verse number 28. Oh, I didn't finish that. Where it says, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup, again, that's the Lord's Supper, unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Preacher, what does that mean? It means, the word guilty, by the way, means that they're responsible or liable for any wrongdoing. That's what the word guilty means. Any wrongdoing, you're liable for it. You're guilty. Okay. Put into context here, it means they were guilty of dishonoring what the Lord's Supper meant, the blood and the body of the Lord. They did not take it seriously. Remember, they were just doing it frivolously, having love feasts, dinner on the ground, and hey, while we're at it, let's have Lord's Supper. They wasn't separating the two. And that's what he's talking about here, that you're dishonoring that whole thing about the communion, the Lord's Supper. And that's what he's that it talks about. You shall be guilty of it. You didn't do that properly, and so you're liable for it. And because when you're guilty, there's a price to pay, okay? And we're going to find out about that in just a minute. Look at verse number 28. But let a man examine himself. Again, it's not in a display of self-checking to see if we're worthy, because, again, we're not worthy of what Christ did for us, but it's an honest appraisal to see that as we receive the communion, the Lord's Supper, we are conducting ourselves in a way that's honoring to the Lord. Let a man examine himself. Are we doing this properly? Okay. Of course, it comes in play about the sin, things that you want to make sure you're right with God. But the thought here is make sure the manner in which you're doing it properly, and you take it very seriously. I was talking to somebody at the graduation. By the way, I had a great graduation Friday. And just enjoy the fellowship of everybody and pastors and all. And we got talking, and somebody asked me, one of the pastors asked me a question about how often we observe the Lord's Supper. And I told him we try to do it every quarter. We did Easter Sunday night, and we'll be doing it again. I told him we do it in January when the missionaries are here, the Maddie Lees. Anyway, we shared all of that and all. Anyway, we got talking a little bit about Lord's Supper and how we observe it and all. Everybody's different. And the key is, as oft as you will, could we do it every Sunday? Absolutely. But this is what we got talking about. If we did it every Sunday, it would tend to lose its significance of what it really means. And again, I used that example last week or two about, you pretty much know how our worship service goes. We'll have a Sunday school class. We'll have a brief intermission. And then we'll come in, have an opening song. We'll have a prayer, a welcome. We'll have a choir special. We'll have a second song choir. Ever how that goes, you know. Choir's dismissed. We'll shake hands and receive an offering. We'll have a special. We'll have a sermon. We'll have an invitation. And we go home. That's pretty much how we do it. And I told that pastor, one Sunday when I get brave enough and I get really, I don't want to be in the flesh. I want the Lord to lead us. We're going to open up a service with preaching and fool everybody and then sing afterwards, you know. But anyway, and that's the thing about the Lord's Supper. It would become insignificant. It just becomes part of the rote, you know, a ritual, if you will. And so, but still, it needs to say this as often as you do. But we need to examine ourselves. Are we doing this in the proper manner?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.